Heading, the call for speedy work. Subheading, time is short. The message that I am bidden to bear to our people at this time is, work the cities without delay, for time is short. The Lord has kept this work before us for the last 20 years or more. A little has been done in a few places, but much more must be done. Letter 168, 1909. Subheading, where is your faith? When I think of the many cities yet unwarned, I cannot rest. It is distressing to think that they have been neglected so long. For many, many years, the cities of America, including the cities in the South, have been set before our people as places needing special attention. A few have borne the burden of working in these cities, but in comparison with the great needs and the many opportunities, but little has been done. Where is your faith, my brethren? Where are the workmen? Shall we not plan to send messengers all through these fields and support them liberally? Shall not the ministers of God go into these crowded centers and there lift up their voices in warning to multitudes? At such a time as this, every hand is to be employed. Review and Herald, November 25, 1909. Subheading, Multitudes Unwarned. In New York and in many other cities, there are multitudes of people unwarned. We must set about this work in earnestness and do it. Laying aside our peculiarities and our own ideas, we are to preach Bible truth. Men of consecration and talent are to be sent into these cities and set to work. Manuscript 25, 1910. Subheading, Time to Wake Up the Watchmen. Our cities are to be worked. Money is needed for the prosecution of the work in New York, Boston, Portland, Philadelphia, Buffalo, Chicago, St. Louis, New Orleans, and many other cities. In some of these places, the people were mightily stirred by the message given in 1842 to 1844, but of late years, little has been done compared to the great work that ought to be in progress. And it seems difficult to make our people feel a special burden for the work in the large cities. I appeal to our brethren who have heard the message for many years. It is time to wake up the watchmen. I have expended my strength in giving the messages the Lord has given me. The burden of the needs of our cities has rested so heavily upon me that it has sometimes seemed that I should die. May the Lord give wisdom to our brethren that they may know how to carry forward the work in harmony with the will of the Lord. Manuscript 13, 1910. Subheading, Millions to Hear the Message. The cities must be worked. The millions living in these congested centers are to hear the third angel's message. This work should have been developed rapidly during the past few years. Review and Herald, July 5, 1906.